What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
It's your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? It's been a minute. It's been a while. My last episode would have been when Pineapple Pizza took over. So I didn't have to do an episode then.
How'd you get out of that?
Because the episode I made was so bad that John and I both stopped halfway through and was like, nah, this ain't it, my guy. And then John was like, you know, I'm just gonna take this responsibility away from you. And then John made the episode for Pineapple Pizza, and I don't blame him. It was objectively bad. Halfway through, I looked at John, I straight up said, let's stop. This is bad. This is bad podcasting. I've never been halfway through a recording and been like, nah, this is a mistake.
This ain't it.
We gotta scrap this whole thing. We gotta scrap it and burn it and never mention it. But you know what? We mentioned it. Some time has passed. It's the end of April. Jesus Christ. When was the last time I hosted them?
Like mid-March, I think.
Mid-March, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I did a Patreon.
Oh, you
did a Patreon bonus episode. Yeah, that's right. Did. We have bonus episodes. An accompaniment. Is that a word? An accompaniment?
Was XFL the last episode you did?
Was that before we were famous?
Holy shit.
Was before.
Oh, no.
Holy
this
shit,
is the first time they're going to hear me. This is the end of our run, guys. This is it. The podcast is over.
It's funny because everyone loves you.
Yeah, you
you're a favorite.
Only when they think I'm Dustin or Alex or something like that, then they like me.
They always comment, "We love Sean."
Yeah,
and you're not even there.
Strange. Kind of more hurtful that those comments exist on the videos where I'm not there. To be honest,
maybe they're doing it in an endearing way. They're like, "We miss Sean. Bring him back." Maybe that's what it's like. That what it is.
You are the glue that keeps this group together, Sean. So
I don't know. We've had several successful episodes, minus me. It does make me a little nervous. I'm like, well, wait a second. Let's not get too used to that.
You are irreplaceable, my guy.
I appreciate it. We're 2 minutes in. Y'all don't know what the fuck is happening. Sean. First time hosting since before TikTok famous, and we've talked about that enough. We don't need to talk about it. I hope you enjoy this. All my previous episodes, don't listen, I guess. but welcome to Reddit on Wiki. I used to say a thing. I forgot all of it. Welcome to Reddit on Wiki, where we learn something new using Reddit and Wikipedia as our main sources of research. It's your boy, Sean, and with me, I have my co-host, John. And Josh, say what's up to the Wikimaniacs.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? You may be noticing that we wore the same episodes next week as we did this week. Purely coincidence. Yeah.
We always do it reverse.
You know, we're nice guys. We are all about sustainability.
Oh, don't just say like nice to, guys.
Oh, we're
r/nice guys.
No, we're not r/nice guys. No.
Why don't you love me?
You look good.
No woman wants to date me.
In the last week, what have you guys been up to? John?
I finished Ted Lasso.
Love to see that.
And that's going to be in a future episode. That's, I do hate Nate. Let me repeat that again. I fucking hate Nate so bad.
Did you see the actor for Nate listed out like all the reasons on like why Nate is the way he is, like throughout the seasons, like all the little goosebumps. Like he talks about how Ted didn't talk to Nate for like only the first episode, and then they had no interactions together, just the two of them. Things like that. And I was like, oh my God, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, I read all of that and I was like, you're still a dickhead. I still hate you. But I'm like, I kind of get the mental psyche a little bit.
But still, like, you would have, if you're that close to him, you'd have to realize he's going through something, right?
Yeah.
Like just as a person.
Both Ted and Nate going through a lot of heavy stuff in season 2. In
season 2, yeah. Holy fuck, yeah.
Oh my God. What else have I been doing? As far as like self, I've been playing a lot more sports lately. I've been going to more walks. I'm trying to take yoga because my knees are aching. If Wikimaniacs, full disclosure, I'm like pretty much broken. Like my whole left side's body is pretty much destroyed.
Inside and so, out.
Inside and out. Exactly.
Where do you think those puns come from? They come from a broken, dark place.
It's all pain inside of me. Outward. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy, but I am all pain, my guy. But yeah, just doing a lot of walks. I try to get off the screen a little more. And shout out to Shots and Thoughts episode. I tried to stay away from social media as much as possible. Now I know Ryan with the sage advice there.
Did they talk about that?
Yes, because I actually listened to their episodes, Josh. Yeah,
we did. We did a lot of podcasts, Josh.
Yeah, no.
Appreciate it, John.
Yeah, you're welcome. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a lot more self-care in terms of doing that, but that's all I've got.
Nice.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah, it's been good. I just I went to my parents this past weekend and yeah, helped my brother move some stuff and... Yeah, just had like birthday dinners for my dad, myself, and my grandpa. So that was fun.
Wow, 3 generations. That's pretty good.
Goodness, yeah.
All in the same month. So actually, I have a great grandpa too. So he wasn't there.
Hey, that's what's up. How old are you now, Josh? 12?
What?
12 years old with a beard?
12 and a half, thank you. wait, that doesn't make sense. It was just my birthday. No. Yeah, that means- I just.
If 3 generations are all born in April, that means whenever you decide to have children,
you gotta
really
continue
aim
it.
For August. Just
yes,
just August, to fuck with
all
everyone.
Day, every day, like bunnies, baby. You gotta keep the tradition going.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of cool. My dad's and mine is 6 days apart. His brother, so my uncle, 6 days apart. His is on the 22nd, and then my grandpa, so their dad is the 28th. So it's another 6 days apart.
Oh, shout out, grandpa! Mm. We got the same birthday.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, true.
Love to see that. So what's the holiday in August that really gets Canadians riled up?
It's the Drake thing, man. It's August very own.
August very own? He just switched it up for America? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Before my parents.
AVO.
Before he was born. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like right before back to school season. It's one of the few months that are warm. I have no idea.
Hell yeah.
So it heats up even more. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Wow. I did not really truly mean for you to answer. I was like, oh, wow. He's really going. He's like talking about his ancestors, finding the time to get it going.
You know what? I only do it on Sean's episodes because.
Makes sense.
Because episodes 2, 5.
Keep the trend going.
11.
You know?
Truly, this is why I am more nervous now than I was coming into this episode, knowing that this is my first one. Since the TikTok fame.
There's a lot of coming in terms of Josh's ancestor. That's why April is.
Oh, no.
Technically, though, Sean, our episode or our TikTok popped off the week XFL came out.
And they haven't left yet, so.
Well, maybe. We don't know what the retention rate was.
Well, Monday's retention rates are never good.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you hate this, you know, I said it back then whenever we were doing legitimately awful things. You know, don't
You make
to
it sound like awful things, like
it's not
we're
awful.
Like degenerates, you know what I'm saying? No. Like we're not.
I found erotic fan fiction and made my co-host and I read it for our discomfort and for the humor. That's what our earliest, that's what our day ones wanted.
Yeah.
But now our...
It's called bonding. And there was bondage involved. Yeah. And then other than that, I'm going to hijack your show a little bit, Sean, because I've got to talk about this show on Netflix that just came out. It'll be like a couple weeks now, but it just came out for us. So it's called The Ultimatum. This show, the premise comes from the creators, I believe, of Love is Blind, if you guys have ever watched that show.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's from the same creators. It has the same hosts. The idea is that these couples come onto the show. One is ready to get married and one is not for varying reasons. The one that's ready poses an ultimatum to the other partner, either marry me or we're done. And so how it works, though, is there's 8 partners. We'll go through the partners, but there's 8 couples that come onto the show. And you give your partner the ultimatum. And after the first day, you quote unquote break up and you go live in your separate room. And then you proceed to date one of the couples, you know, the other divorced, broken up couples in the show. So
awful. Sounds awful.
It is a dumb idea on paper, right? Because.
And even dumber in real life.
Oh, man. So, okay. So here is mine and my girlfriend's general issue with the show and the premise. People going on the show, it's mostly girls posing the ultimatum. There are 2 guys that pose the ultimatum, but I think it's 4 girls to 2 guys. So first off, the ratio is off on who's ready to be married. You know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah, that is dumb.
So what? The guys who are not ready to get married are suddenly going to be ready to get married to a different girl? Like, is that what's going to happen? Ooh. So you find out real quickly that everyone on the show is pretty shitty because they're either forcing someone who's not ready to get married to get married, and you have someone who is making excuses not to get married usually. Now, to be fair, they're mostly mid-early 20s that have been dating for 2 years. So it's like
2 years.
Well, you're fucking obvious.
Yeah. Why would there be any ultimatum after 2 years of dating?
That's and what you're I'm in your saying.
Mid-20s.
Yeah. There are a few that are like 30. I think there's one guy that's like early 30s, but he's not even the one that poses the ultimatum. He's just still not ready. But yeah, it's an interesting premise and it just makes me angry every time I watch it, which is, I guess, is a good reality show. I kind of want to go through the couples with you guys if you guys want to do that.
Hey, Wikimaniacs, I didn't research a lot for my episode, so Josh is kind of saving me here a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I hate her.
Okay, so you've seen a bit of the show, right,
I've
John?
Seen some. I fucking hate her.
Okay. The first couple we've got is Alexis and Hunter. Actually, I thought Hunter was the older one, so I was wrong. So Alexis is 25 and Hunter is 28. First impressions on Alexis is she is the most fake, shallow person I have seen on a reality show in a long time.
I don't like her. Well, I've only seen like a few episodes, but I don't like her.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about these reality shows? I know it's like makeup and stuff, but every time I see like these shitty shows like this or The Bachelor or Love is Blind, I'm like, these people look old, right?
Old.
I'm like, I'm not tripping. Like,
she doesn't look 25, right?
They're younger than me. Maybe I just look childish, but I look at the, like, Hunter is 28. My dude.
Yeah.
No offense to you, Hunter. I haven't watched the show. I don't know if you deserve this critique, but I would not believe that you were younger than me.
Yeah, he looks, that's what I said. I confused him for being like 30, like 33 or something like that. He looks older, and so does she. She looks like she could be like 30 maybe as well. But yeah, so Alexis poses the ultimatum to Hunter, is just kind of a milk toast kind of guy. That's the best I can describe him. I don't have any impression off him in the first episode or two. He's just kind of there sometimes, not even really on camera that much. But Alexis is a very big personality and not a fan. Not that a big personalities are bad, but hers is a bad big personality.
Jesus.
The next two we have are April and Jake. So April,
she's my favorite.
He's your favorite?
She.
Oh, she is. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So April poses the ultimatum to Jake, who says he's not ready for financial reasons. And Jake,
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds fair. But once I get to the third guy who's like, it's for financial reasons, it's like, okay, one of you has to be lying, you know? Like, it can't all be that. And you find out later it might not just be financial reasons, so. But April is 23, ready to settle down and have kids, which seems very quick. Not judging, but yeah, she's ready to settle in. She's kind of bubbly. I do like her. She seems like a nice person, at least. But Jake, I don't know, Jake's fine. He just seems like a regular dude. I don't know.
State Farm.
Yeah, no big takes on him.
So far, we are 4 cast members in and half of them are plain.
Yeah. And we get to the next plain and boring couple.
Oh, okay. This guy gives me like, he pissed me off. Like,
he looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, yeah. I might spoil this one because he's not on the episodes anymore after a few. So Lauren and Nate are our next two. So these two have a fundamental tear in their relationship, which is that Nate really wants kids and Lauren really does not want kids. So
then it's not going to work.
You know what? You're right, Sean. They should probably either not figure that together. Out or not go on this fucking show because it's not going to work no matter what you do. Wow. A 3-week experiment is not going to change that. I'm going to spoil this a little bit. So if you haven't watched past episode three, maybe just skip like 2-3 minutes. So they go on their separate dates. Lauren really connects with this other guy we haven't got to yet. And Nate kind of just doesn't connect with anyone. So when they're finally picking who they're going to live with for the next 3 weeks, Nate is just trying to get anyone he can.
Yeah. And he seemed like very desperate.
And
like,
once, Sean, wait for it. Once everyone has picked and it's very clear Nate is not going to get picked by anyone.
Wait, Lauren, but isn't there an even amount of...
So they have to agree to choose each other to go on the 3-week experiment.
So Nate realizes someone is proposing to live with Lauren for the next 3 weeks. And he steps in and does a proposal that is so impromptu. So on the fly, and she says fucking yes to him.
Yes.
She says yes. And everyone is just like,
wait,
congratulations, but that's not fucking going to work. You still both don't want kids, or you want kids. You don't want kids and he wants kids. How's that going to work?
And I think that's the episode that made me like April, because she like broke down and she was like,
yeah,
there's a reason why I went in the show is to fix problem. You have a fundamentally huge, like, fucked up thing in your relationship and you're just doing it to get attention. That's not how I want to do things. That's why I was like, oh, she fucking real as shit.
Yeah, she came off really well in that episode. She spoke truth. Like, it's going to be an issue that I don't, like, they'd have to solve that. Like, that seems like a very fundamental issue. And she might grow into wanting kids, but it seems like he wants to pressure her. Like, it seems like he was pressuring her into it, which is not a healthy relationship at all. But we'll move past to my favorite and least favorite person on the show. So we got Colby and Madeline. First things first, that's not how you spell Madeline, but that's how they say it.
She spells Madeline.
It's so fucking, it annoys me so much. It's like, it's Madeline. It's Madeline.
As somebody whose name is Sean and spelled S-E-A-N, I am offended that you are judging somebody's name spelling. Names come in all different types of spellings, Josh. Don't discriminate.
Fair.
Don't be rude.
I mean, even my...
You know how many scenes I've gone through my whole life? Scene? Are you sure your name is Sean? Yes, I'm sure my name is Sean because it's my fucking name. To be fair,
it is a weird way to spell Sean.
It's the correct way.
Like, English doesn't make
Moving
sense.
Moving on.
So Colby is the first one we get to that I genuinely like in the first few episodes. That may change. I don't know yet. So if you've watched the whole thing, don't roast me for not knowing. But he seems like a genuine guy. He offers the ultimatum to Madeline to get married. He's ready to settle down. And Madeline is not. And throughout the first few episodes, you get a feeling that Madeline doesn't like Colby. And it's very clear that they should not be together. But Colby is like, she's all he talks about on his dates with other women. It's all he seems to talk about to the camera. And she's just talking about how hot the other guys are and how she hates traits that Colby has. It's like, you don't need an ultimatum. You just need to break up and go your separate ways. The other big thing that bothers me about Madeline, sorry, I'm roasting her a little bit because she cheeses me in a few different ways. She seems like she's either drunk or really high all of the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, she is just eyes half closed, talking like in a very slow, yeah, raspy voice. And it's like, I can't tell if this is just who you are or if you are just intoxicated. It almost seems like an Ambien maybe or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but she's like fucked up on something the entire episode. And it is...
Hey, full disclosure, if I was on this show, I'll be fucking hammered every single day. Free alcohol? Non-stop whenever I want.
Yeah, but someone's fucking your wife, Sean. So.
We're not fucking married, and I could be fucking whoever I want to on that show.
I guess that's true. You know what?
Jeez.
That's some of the couples take it that way. So the next two, I think we have one more after this.
I like her. She's one of my favorites too. She seems so like genuine.
Really?
Oh, is it not?
Oh, we're going to have...
Oh, shit. Okay. Again, I've only watched a couple episodes, so I don't know.
I don't like them, either of them, really. They don't seem compatible. They don't really have...
Wow, this couple you decide not to like both of them, Josh. crazy.
Again, bringing wow. it back.
Just interesting. Interesting. This is just interesting developments for me, Josh.
I trashed on all the other couples too.
But
wow. you really like strongly at least one person. One. Wow. Wow.
No, wow, no, this one just bothers me. So when you first meet the couples, they talk about things they like about the other person, things they maybe don't like, things they're not ready for, you know, kind of like that. And with Ray and Zay, which is funny, I like their names rhyme. That's funny. But she has nothing good to say about him. When they ask her what she likes about her boyfriend, she's like, can I move on to the next question?
Damn.
And it's like, are you sure you two are a couple? Like, you should at least have one thing that you can say. And they just don't seem like they communicate at all. And it really seems like it's just a relationship made up for the show. You know what I mean? Like they faked it, it almost feels like. Which I don't know if that's true, but it's just the feeling I get. And it feels like such an empty relationship. So, I mean, I hope they find other people that they're happy with, but it's definitely not together from what I've seen so far. The last couple is Shanique and Randall. I like both of them. They seem
good.
Randall seems like a good guy. It seems like they enjoy each other's company. They seem like they have fun. He's another guy that says, I just want to be financially stable, which there's probably three or four of them on the show that say that and then change their tune very quickly in episode two when they're dating someone else. But yeah, I think the only off-putting thing I got was when they were breaking up, quote unquote, Shanique started crying at this one time and he told her to stop. And it seems like a weird response to your partner expressing themselves emotionally to be like, hey, stop.
Hey, stop.
But
was it like a rude stop or like,
it was in between.
Like, I mean, context is everything. I don't know.
Yeah. It was in between comforting and weird. So I don't know. It was hard to gauge the emotion, right? It's a reality TV show. They probably cut it weird too. So you never know. But that was just a weird thing I got off of that. But other than that, they seem nice. I don't know why they couldn't figure it out. I guess we'll find out later on. But that is my initial impressions on the Ultimatum cast. I am interested. I'm definitely going to watch more. My girlfriend loves the show too. So loves and hates it would be the best description. So, but sorry for hijacking your show for the last.
No, you're good.
20 minutes.
I was
going
to talk about Mexico, but we'll that's what Shots and Thoughts is for, baby. You can hear that on Shots and Thoughts.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I could have asked that question a while ago in my future.
Yeah. We could have talked about that on your episode. I didn't realize how long the Ultimatum thing would go, and it was good. I'm not complaining about it.
My bad.
No, you're good.
If you're good. I don't know, like, I'm sure some of our Wikimaniacs watch the Ultimatum.
I'm sure the Wikimaniacs would be more excited to hear about that than my Mexico trip anyways.
I don't know if that's true. But yeah.
So when am I going to get my filthy description of what you ate, Sean? This is not fair for me. I'm just kidding. Hey,
you'll probably hear it in person because the episode for Sean's Thoughts will probably be after we meet. So
even no worries. Better.
All right. But now that we got that out of the way, shout out our new patron. Love to see that. Your name is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa. This is our first time saying hi to you. So thank you for joining the Patreon. Fun fact, guys, even though we have however million views on TikTok, we don't get paid for any of that. So truly, if you want to help us financially, you're already helping by listening to the podcast. That helps. But if you like us so much that you want to give a monthly payment of $25 or $5, you can do $5. Everybody does $5.
There's a $1 tier too.
There's even a $1 tier. So if you want to do like a monthly donation to help keep the show running, you could do that on patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. With that being said, let's get into the topic today.
Because I was going to say, we could have been making a little bit of money on TikTok, but our co-host is Canadian. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada TikTok sucks, I'll be honest, guys. What the fuck? Come on, TikTok. Get your shit together.
They don't like the capitalism. You hate to see it.
I honestly don't know why it's an issue, but we'll move past it. I've taken up too much of this episode already.
That's what the Patreon is for, Wikimaniacs. We're not making TikTok money, so we need the Patreon money. Anyways, enough sounding gross and trying to get your money.
Sleazy.
Sleazy. I decided, instead of trying to find topics that the Wikimaniacs might like because our interests are not always aligned, aka, I don't know, I don't want to generalize our audience, but I would assume healthy amount of you guys don't give a shit about who Jushin Thunder Liger is.
I don't.
So I'll just do, I decided to do something with Wikipedia. They have a section or a project called On This Day. And I found out what happened on this day, April 25th, when you're listening, hopefully, getting Ooh. Us those first 24-hour listens. So I looked and I thought, you know, which would be the most interesting? To be honest, I don't really know what is the most interesting. So I went with this one. You guys tell me if it was a bad idea or not. Today on April 25th.
Oh, fuck.
Help if I opened all my links prior. That would be
nothing,
smart.
Nothing happened on this day.
Actually, nothing happened. Day. That's the end of the episode. This is called The Ultimatum. We'll see you guys next week.
That would be truly incredible if no historic event happened.
Okay. All right. So on April 25th, 1792, Nicolas Jacques Pelletier was the first man to die by the guillotine.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say the first man to die.
Yeah. The first man to die ever. Before that, we were all just going straight to purgatory. All right. So our homeboy Jacques was the first French, well, I guess the first man to be executed by guillotine on April 25th. All right. So I'm going to go over what he was charged with, and you guys tell me if he deserved the guillotine or not.
I'll do the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Really works for audio listeners.
This is a real, yeah, great for podcast listens, thumbs up or thumbs down. We'll say this is the life or death version of Am I the Asshole?
It's intense.
Pretty intense. All right. If they're an asshole, guillotine. All right. So he was routinely associated with a group of known criminals. On the night of October 14th, 1791, with several unknown accomplices, he attacked a passerby in the rue. Who cares? I'm not going to say any French words because that's hard. He attacked a passerby in Paris and stole his wallet and several securities.
Murder.
During the robbery, he also killed the man.
Oh, this is
double murder.
Through this is disputed in later literature as possibly being just assault and robbery, or on other accounts as assault, robbery, and rape. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Kill him again.
He was apprehended and accused the same night, for the cries for help alerted some in the city and a nearby guard arrested him. All right. So he had to wait because in the middle of his arrest and his sentencing, they were trying to figure out a new legal way to execute prisoners. Prior, it had been guns, swords, decapitation by swords, the gallows, hanging them, you know, other humane things.
Great things. Such as,
yeah. Other great things.
Most invented during the witch trials, probably. Oh.
When were the witch trials? What year was that? We've done so many, or heard so many podcasts about it. But
you didn't say witch trials, did you, Josh?
In the Europe, it spanned over hundreds of years, but probably before this, for sure.
Listen to Ye Old Crime. They've done a lot of...
they did better.
They've done a lot of witch stuff.
Witch stuff, yes. Yeah.
They did better
Definitely
research
a lot
than us,
more
too.
In depth, oh, yes. Yeah.
I will say every podcast on Cultivate has better research than us.
Even Shots
Make sure
thoughts.
You're...
Yeah, asshole. We have a producer that does our research. Maybe if you'd listen sometime, Josh. I listen to all your episodes. Fuck you, Josh. The podcast is over, actually. That was the line. You crossed it, buddy.
I heard Ryan's takes on NFTs. I don't know.
That was an after hours, bitch. We did. There's no research on after.
Damn, I was going to make a guillotine pun, but never mind. I
thought you were going to say it just then.
But Sean, no, I was gonna, but Sean lost his head before you could.
He did, yeah. I was going to say, make sure you be heading to other Cultivate Network shows.
I don't hate that pun purely for the promotional aspects of it.
Even Shots and Thoughts. How about that?
Especially Shots and Thoughts. Definitely better research because I'm not the one doing it.
It's fair, I guess, if you think about it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Josh, if you would listen, you would know I don't do the research.
Dude, he's just digging you the whole time.
I know. What the fuck is this?
It's your first time back. I gotta give you some
That's
digs.
True.
We had to do extra work.
I gave you 20 minutes to discuss the reality show I didn't want to watch.
That's true.
Cut me some slack.
Cut you some slack or cut... Never mind.
Cut your head off.
I'm glad you stopped that one.
Yes. Before you...
All right, getting to the guillotine.
Wait, can we talk about that? Did we make a judgment on that guy?
Oh, yeah. Make a judgment, guys.
Yeah, I think he should have had his other head cut off for the rape.
Oh, definitely.
Alleged, but you know how alleged goes. Usually true.
Especially back in the day. Hard to prove those. So, yeah, cut that head off and then make him live with it for like a year and then cut his other head off.
Damn. Vicious.
Yeah.
Given the reaction that I'll read soon to the guillotine, maybe your way might have been better.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty vicious, but okay. Continue, sir.
John, what do you think? John needs to give his judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, off with his head. Shit.
Both of
them. Goddamn. Well, yep, both of them. Both of them.
Both of them. All right. So the guillotine was placed on top of a scaffold outside of a hotel in Paris. Of course, they list it on Wikipedia, but Hotel de Ville and Place de Grève. All right. Obviously not correct pronunciations, but
if you're in France, because we do have quite a few France listeners, let us know how
I apologize heavily for Hotel de Ville and Place de Grève.
I think we were number one in France improv.
No way.
I think we were.
I apologize. Okay. Well, I'll try better. The reign of King Louis the 15th, Pierre Louis, I'll just go with Pierre, was thinking that a large number of people would come to see the first ever public execution by guillotine, thought that there might be difficulty in preserving order. He wrote to General Lafayette for the National Guardsmen to make sure the event ran smoothly. The execution took place at 3:30, where Jacques was led to the scaffold wearing a red shirt. A large crowd predicted that Pierre was already there waiting, eager to see the novel invention at work. The guillotine, which was also red in color, had been previously fully prepared, and Sanson moved quickly. Within seconds, the guillotine and Jacques were positioned correctly, and Jacques was decapitated. The crowd was, however, very dissatisfied with the kill. They felt it was too swift, too clinically effective to provide proper entertainment.
Are you...
Disappointing.
they compared it to previous methods such as hanging, death by sword, and breaking at the wheel, and the public called it boring, and shouts of bring back our wooden gallows rang through the crowd.
God.
The French are hardcore. Holy shit.
Bloodthirsty.
Yeah. Holy shit.
They're like, that wasn't enough. I didn't get to see him squirm.
I want to see them die.
Jesus.
So truly, the chopping off of one head and then the other head would have given the crowd much more satisfaction.
That's true. They would have watched them squirm for a bit.
But that is what happened on this day in history on April 25th. With that being said, I think it's time to get into some breaks. Maybe talk about, give a shout out to our sponsors that help us run this show. In addition to our great patrons, shout out all our 7 patrons. Let's make it more. Let's make it 10 million, in fact.
10 million.
We'll see you guys.
We'll be richer than Bezos.
And we're back. We just had the guillotine talk, the ultimatum talk, and I found some stuff on Reddit that has absolutely nothing to do with any of that. Just fun stuff I found. I have no segue for it. I just looked it up and I was like, the guys might like this.
You know what? I didn't realize the connection, but you know, the guillotine's kind of an ultimatum.
Oh, wow. And that's why you're true. A pro. And that's why we pay you. And that's how you got us famous.
And Sean's going to be like, and now tales from the job.
All right, guys. All right. So the first thing I found these through Reddit/r/NotTheOnion. So these are news stories that are so ridiculous that they could be posted on The Onion.
The Onion. Which is, I love this subreddit.
I feel most of them could have been posted in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Wikimaniacs, if you don't know what The Onion is, it's a news satire.
Satirical.
It's a vegetable. Yeah. Satirical. Yeah. Idiots.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is onion a vegetable?
It's a root vegetable.
I don't fucking know. It goes well on burgers.
It's true. I had onion jam burger last night.
Are onions too spicy for you, Josh?
No, it's just it was like a good mix, you know? It's like nice and sweet, savory. It's good.
Yeah. Take out the spice for Josh. All right, true. So this first one was posted by DSliceX, and it is something that could be found on John's podcast, The Dumbfound Dead.
Ooh. Oh.
Marilyn Mand, with 124 snakes in his house, died of snake bite, autopsy finds. The 49-year-old man, his death was caused by an accidental snake Venomation?
Oh, God.
Authorities previously say they did not think a bite killed him.
What the fuck did kill him?
A Maryland man was found dead at his home alongside over 100 caged snakes, died of an accidental snake envenomation. Am I saying that right? That feels wrong.
Envenomation sounds like he got
fucking bit. Fucking bit, bro.
Yeah, that sounds right. Jesus. Why would you have that many snakes?
Who knows? Okay, so when he was discovered for a welfare check, authorities downplayed the possibility that he was killed by one of his 124 snakes. Some of the snakes found in meticulously kept cages throughout his home were exotic and illegal. The species discovered among the house were rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas, and a 14-foot Burmese python.
Oh, hell no.
And now
no.
one of them Jesus. Is suspected of killing Riston.
Who did it? Put them in the interrogation chair. Which one of you fuckers did it?
Full disclosure, this was actually supposed to be in our March episode that we never recorded.
Was it?
It was one of my stories, yeah.
Dude.
But that episode was never recorded.
That's funny. Man. This came out April 13th today.
No, but, this has
been
a while.
But it's probably an old death.
Yeah.
So whenever you read it, were they still like, I don't think it was the snakes?
No, they said it was a snake.
Did the autopsy come back?
Yeah.
All right. So I read that and I was like, that sounds like a dumbfound dead episode. So wait. Yeah. So if you already had that story, that means you already have a pun.
It's written somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Come on, John.
It's not on the top of your head. I thought your pun game was natural.
Oh my God.
At times. You're giving away the secrets.
Wow.
We got to call Patrick.
I don't even remember puns half the time when we record.
Yeah, the first episode back, he was like, oh, we do puns?
We'd call Patrick and be like, oh, I forgot I did that show.
I say first one back like there have been other ones back since then.
I know, right?
It's a once All a year right. podcast instead of a once a month.
It is.
It's the Super Bowl of Cultivate, truly.
Bam.
All right. I got one more. That has nothing to do with anything, but I thought, you know, it'd be interesting to hear Josh's take, particularly for his hate of NFTs and all Ooh. Things crypto.
Oh, okay.
So this is from Reddit user, call me to a hill?
Is it with a question mark?
Call me.
No question mark. I'm just like, it sounds like it makes sense. Oh, call me a total shill.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So the title to this is Exxon is mining Bitcoin in North Dakota as a part of its plan to slash emissions. Josh?
Interesting, but doesn't mining for Bitcoin cause emissions and a significant amount? Like,
so here's what's happening, because I too was like, sounds like bad news all around.
Yeah.
So the way this works is that when they are, I don't want to read it again, so I'm just going to give my dumbass explanation, and the link will be in the show notes if you want to actually read the article. But essentially how it works is whenever they're drilling for natural gas, right? Exxon, if they find gas that's too far away for their pipeline to like get to where it needs to go, they have to burn it at the spot. So that's why you see like flames coming from like refineries or like things like that. Why you see fire always, they're burning oil or they're burning gas that wouldn't make it to where it needs to get processed. Does that make sense?
But why?
So they're Vasahole all over again.
Huh? Yeah, it is kind of actually. But why do they do that?
Because the gas won't make it there, so it'll be wasted or something like that. So they burn it off.
But why burn it, not just let it go?
Because science. Okay. Again, I'm not going to read it. The article's there, Josh. Jesus.
Science, bitch.
Science, bitch. I don't know.
You came into this like you were going to explain it to me, and I'm just now more confused.
All right. Well, gas has to get out, right? They're drilling into it. It's got to go somewhere. It's going to get burned off into generators, which converts gas into electricity. You're making me read this fucking thing, Josh. All right.
It's your episode. You got to.
No, I don't. It's my episode. I get to do what I want. That was the whole premise of this show. I'm getting together.
He's losing his head.
He's freaking out.
I'm sick of Josh this episode. He's been fucking roasting my nuts all day.
Roasting it over burning oil or gas.
Anyways.
For some reason.
They're burning this gas. Whenever they burn the gas, you know, it's not great for emissions, obviously. You're burning gas in the air.
Yes.
So instead, they're using the gas that would have been burned up and putting it close to computers, I guess? I don't know. And they're using that energy, that gas, to fuel their mining service or whatever.
That makes
so instead of the gas being burned into the air and making emissions worse, it's being used to support crypto mining.
It's being burned, though, right? To power these places. It's getting burned either way. I think it's just not being wasted, I guess, is the only thing. It's fucking trying to spin this into a eco-friendly thing, but they're still fucking killing the planet.
The collective confusion in all our faces right now.
I don't fucking know. Read the article. It made sense when I read it.
I'll give them this. Okay. It is less
waste. Would you rather than burn it in the air or burn it getting Bitcoin and not in the air? Bitcoin, all right, case solved. They're helping the environment. Big gas, oil, we're all doing it. We're saving the world, baby.
This is our world now.
I'd rather them just stop burning the gas. If they just put up a windmill, it'd do the same fucking thing. Then we wouldn't have to
waste what, Josh. They're going to burn gas. Regardless of what we think, gas is going to be burned. Would we rather burn it in the air or burn it to mine Bitcoin?
This is so chaotic.
You don't burn it in the air either way.
It's just, you're not wasting that energy. You're not wasting the pollution. I guess you're using it for something else, which is Bitcoin, which is also a waste of electricity. I don't know. All our heads are rolling.
Currently, gas and is going to be drilled. It's going to be burned. One way or the other.
If America has anything to say about it.
wrong or right? Gas is going to be burned.
Yeah.
Correct?
I mean, yes, you're right. Correct?
So if it's going to be burned, would you rather it ruin our emissions?
Sean, I think you're confusing me taking digs at you with taking digs at the environmental concerns I have.
Everything you say right now is a dig at me, so I'm coming for the head, Josh.
Like a guillotine.
Yeah, exactly right. Moral of the story, guys, is bring the guillotine back and oil and gas is the boss. It's the best. Fuck electric energy.
Bring the guillotine back, cut off the heads of all of these gas company corporate people. And then switch to you know, natural wind and solar.
No, that's Josh. This is my episode. I want you to buy all the gas you can.
Okay.
It's oil and gas all day. Kill the electric people.
Just fucking dump it. Pour it on animals. Who cares?
Put it exactly right.
Run.
In fact, instead of burning it in the air, burn all the people that think electric is the future, because it's going to be gas all day, baby. It's run gasoline.
Run to your local gas. It's fuel. Gas station.
Non-renewable.
Fill up barrels and pour it into the ocean, because fuck those sea creatures.
This is our world, Weiss! We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
It's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.